The next morning was thick with clouds, and the winds had started to pick up. When Kiko got home from school that day, his father told him he was forbidden to go to the beach with his friends. Kiko's father had heard a news flash that a strong tropical storm had abruptly changed course and was moving rapidly in the direction of their village. Kiko pitched in to help his father board up windows and doors to protect their house from the fierce winds that were coming to the island. After they finished with the house, Kiko and his father tied down the fishing boat and all of the fishing gear. Later, Kiko went out with his mother to get drinking water, lanterns, and canned foods. Kiko and his family were safe in their house when the storm finally made landfall. Torrential rains assaulted the village, and the sounds of the howling wind blared inside Kiko's house. Kiko worried about his friends and wondered how they were doing in the storm. "I hope everyone is all right," he thought to himself. Kiko also remembered Joseph's story and imagined how Peg Leg and his men must have felt in a storm even stronger than the one over the island at that moment. By daybreak, the winds and rains from the storm had left the island. Since the danger had passed, the families in the village ventured out of their homes to survey the damage. Kiko saw his friends and learned that everyone was all right. Kiko was happy and relieved by the news. Kiko and his father looked around the house. They discovered that part of the roof had been peeled away by the winds, but overall the house was in good shape. Others in the village hadn't been so lucky. Some homes were completely destroyed. Kiko and his father were heartbroken when they found their fishing boat. The storm had left the boat completely useless, and most of the fishing gear had been damaged or destroyed.